everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. And if you want to have a priceless experience, then you'll stay tuned to Mega Powers Radio. And remember, everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man.
What's shaking, Mega Maniacs? It is March 9th. We just finished watching tonight's edition of Monday Night Raw. We are hot on the road to WrestleMania, and it's time for us to gather together for the Monday Night Tradition here on MegaPowersRadio.com, the most interactive post-Raw experience available, the Raw post-show, where we invite you all out there to tell us what you thought about tonight's show. We're going to have our phone lines opening up around 11:30. If you want to get yourself in line to hear your voice heard on the show, dial in area code 760-512-7247. Get yourself in line. Get yourself in early, because these phone lines fill up very fast. In the meantime, we already have the chat room open and scrolling nicely with the cool folks that showed up early. Chaotic, Ferris419, Silent Wind of Doom. Thank you all for coming and joining us early here. And in the meantime, we're also going to have the panelists taking lead of the conversation here on the show to introduce who's here with us this evening. My name is Mike Payton, station director here at Mega Powers Radio. With me is the main man of the Drew Crew. In fact, he's really the only man of the Drew Crew, Mr. Drew White.
Now, the Drew Crew is happening, and it's getting bigger, stronger each day.
Are you with a frog?
The biggest issue about the Drew Crew growth is every time he gets a new member, they leave the next day.
No, am I the only one who heard that? There was like a ribbon.
No, I heard that.
What the hell was that?
Maybe it was Matt Hardy's music.
Yeah, a number of technical snafus on tonight's Raw. We'll go deeper into that. But first off, the voice you heard there was Mr. Steven Huego, host of Unanimous Decision MMA, addicted to anime, Huego rants, and posting a lot of mean Facebook statuses today.
Yeah, I didn't get much sleep, so fuck everyone else.
Yeah, so look for Huego to be the troll on tonight's show. Also, Mr. Tony Mango, the main man of Fanboys Anonymous, SmartOutMoment.com, and the lead host of the Smack Talk podcast with Shaken Tony.
Yo, what's up?
Yo. I'm not quite as enthusiastic. How about this final segment that we just had on Raw as we were going off the air? Oh my goodness. You know, I'm not typically a fan that's a big person into beatdown segments or Randy Orton. And when you put these two together, holy crap, did this just plot on for way, way too long. I did not buy into Randy Orton being angry. I really didn't even buy into a lot of the offense that was being put onto Seth Rollins as he was just crawling around like he was playing dog during some kind of S&M skit. The most positive.
Sure, that's what I was thinking.
I saw some weird things at PAX this weekend. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. The most credit I can give for them is that at least they built up to this pretty well throughout the show. Sometimes they don't tend to do that, where they build to their main event throughout the entire night. They actually did a good job with that tonight. And that the RKO through the table actually looked decent.
And broke.
And the table broke. At the proper time at that. Not too early. Not three RKOs later. It broke the first time at the right time of the RKO. Props to them. But otherwise,
you see, if this segment was in the middle of the show, maybe cut by a couple of minutes, everyone would have loved it. Personally, I thought Randy Orton's screaming and malicious angry side was pretty fun. I actually enjoyed the entire story that they told tonight. And had the segment just been placed in a better spot, I think the whole thing would have been much better. The issue is, when you go 15 minutes over a three-hour show, which, good or bad, is going to drag if it's a three-hour show, this is the type of segment you don't want on last. You want something that ends strong, quickly, and wants you having more. I would have rather Orton turn on Seth Rollins and tried to go after him, and Seth somehow escaped, meaning we want more.
Drew, Tony, any thoughts about this segment here?
Well, there was a remark.
Oh, someone was sending off an alarm in the background.
I was going to say, I'm curious why the frog turned into an alarm.
I think someone's letting the dog out.
No, I mean, at least this wasn't the worst thing on the show. At least they didn't end it with, you know, that Wiz Khalifa concert that we all
started watching. Imagine that was the main event? Oh, goodness. Or they put Wiz Khalifa, like, in a match.
What if Wiz Khalifa was playing while the Orton thing was happening?
I don't know which segment the crowd was dead in.
I wish he was at the end of the Sam show, because at least we could have started the show on time at 11 o'clock as opposed to 11:15, courtesy of WWE.
I don't know. When it came to that last segment, I thought the match itself was okay. And then the beatdown, it was just way too long. Like, I think it was like 10 to 12 minutes, and it was a few punches, steel steps, a DDT, a couple chair shots, and then an RKO on an announcer's table. That's all it was. It wasn't anything that we've never seen before. But you know, at this point, we've almost seen everything. But it was just so generic for a beatdown segment. And I mentioned it in our little chat we had that it was just it's exactly what you expect out of Randy Orton because of his methodical pacing he does in the ring. Yeah, it was exactly the same, and that's why people give him shit that he doesn't deserve. But God, that was a terrible beatdown segment. Oh, as soon as they were showing, like, oh man, this better be a beatdown segment. Just in my head, I was like, oh, I just imagine if it's like the Brock Lesnar beatdown segment when he just beat up Big Show with a chair for like 20 minutes. That was fucking awesome. This was not that awesome at all. So it was very meh.
Tony, where are you laying with it?
Hated it.
All right.
Boring as hell. With it, okay.
Boring as hell. If you were going to have Randy Orton just do this, and this was the big build up to it, don't waste my time for the past 2 weeks. Just have him do it the first time he comes back. You needed it to be bigger than that.
I think the only way I could have, like, justified this, if he was going to do to Seth what Seth did to him, like, teased he was going to stomp his head, and maybe J&J or someone else pulls him out and rescues him last second. Yeah, they gave too much away, and it lasted too long.
It was not helping build this match on a show where they really were trying their best to build some WrestleMania matches. I have to at least give them props for that. They really actually showed some effort to build WrestleMania tonight, which they have not done in previous weeks.
Yeah, like you said, like the Intercontinental scene looks really good, and goddamn that Paul Heyman promo. That was something amazing.
Yeah, last week's show I felt did nothing for WrestleMania, but this was the complete opposite. They've done a very good job at building the few feuds that they have, and it's hard to hate on them for that.
Well, I kind of skipped over it for this, but let me ask you guys, if you're left with one thing from the show tonight, what was the number one thing you took away? Tony?
No more musical acts in wrestling. Fuck. I have not liked a single one of them in God knows how long, and I would be perfectly fine if I never saw a single musician ever show up in WWE ever again.
Only if they're singing America the Beautiful.
Even then, you know what? I don't really care at this point. Have Rusev come out and interrupt and don't do it.
Honestly, I don't think they should do that anymore because they're trying to be an international company.
Well, they didn't do it at fucking 29, so...
Good, they shouldn't have.
No, they should.
No, they shouldn't.
No, they should. It's a fucking tradition in this country to do that.
Fuck tradition.
Oh, fuck you. You wouldn't have respect for tradition because you're not from this country. Go back to fucking England, you limey. Where you go over there and you sing whatever
every
the fuck you're
I'm
shitty.
Forum, what
song do you fucking sing? Let's
anthem.
Sing God Save the Fucking Queen.
It.
Nobody wants to hear God Save the Queen.
God Save the Fucking Hell.
We will sing Right in Nocturne Major or whatever the fuck that tune is called.
It'd be a lot better than Lillian fucking singing.
Got a point.
Bitch.
Yeah, well, Aretha Franklin sings it pretty damn good.
Is she dead?
What do you mean, who? Who?
Drew's young.
No, that was Wago.
Oh, I thought it was Drew. Never mind.
I love how something like that comes up and it's like, oh, fuck it, this is true.
I'm sure Drew even knows who Aretha Franklin is.
Is it a singer?
Give me a second just to Miguel this Google.
Oh my God. Oh, you people are awful. Go watch the fucking Blues Brothers.
Can you ask me what the one thing I took away from the show was?
Yeah, go ahead, Drew.
thank you.
Who Aretha Franklin is?
No, I wanted to point out that I couldn't find my remote, so I was forced to watch the first half in standard definition.
Oh,
and it was great. Hang on. It was really great, but then when I found my remote and I put it on the HD channel, God, it fucking took a nosedive really fucking quick, and it was right when the Wiz Khalifa segment happened. That's what that's what I sunk in.
Totally the segment we're seeing in HD.
I know. I like, they were like, oh yeah, Wiz Khalifa's going to be there, and I was just like, oh God. And then I was like, God, maybe JD's going to be the special guest, but as a joke. But in all seriousness, God, I have to go to a Fall Out Boy Wiz Khalifa concert, because, you know, those two are like the two you want to pair up for a concert. But, and God damn it, I've never liked Wiz Khalifa. And I got to sit through this for like 4 fucking hours. I am not looking forward to it at all.
Yo, props to the chat room representing Aretha Franklin in there. Thank you, Silent One to Doom. You gained a couple points tonight. Good for you.
Yeah, you're not Silent One of Meh anymore.
We're going to go back to insulting you next week, though.
Yeah. So you better have something good next week to get yourself back up. Wago, what did you take away tonight?
What I took away from this was fuck Wiz Khalifa. I'm with Tony and I'm with Drew on this one. There was a lot of good on this show, but it's amazing how much your mood can be fucking taken down by one shitty segment. And I'm somewhat more forgiving when it's a segment advertising a product like one of their sponsors that they need to do. I understand that, even when it was the shitty Adam Rosa segments. But this is just fucking pointless. No one in that arena came to see Wiz Khalifa, and no one watching wanted to see Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz Khalifa.
You know what? If they announced him that way, you guys would have been more entertained.
Probably.
No, we didn't fast forward past him because we watched live.
Yeah, and didn't have the DVR.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have time travel yet, but I'm working on it.
Yeah. Where's the delirium when we need one?
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Well, hard to believe, guys. It's already freaking 11:30. We really did start late. Holy crap. We're going to go ahead and start opening up phone lines then. And our number one caller this week, not who you would expect to be our number one caller, but I guess he made it because, oh, yeah, JD was at Raw tonight.
Yeah, that's why I keep on saying JD was a special guest host.
No, he wasn't.
Come on, he could have been. He could have probably would have been better than Wiz Khalifa.
Well, you got me there. But our first caller is going to be calling from the 540. Let's get him in on here. Ah, 540, you there, bro?
Yes, I'm here, sir.
What's up, Jeff? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Absolutely tremendous, man. We're having fun here on Mega Powers Radio's Raw post show, as we always do, regardless of what the show gave us tonight. But what did you think about it? Did you like it or did you hate it?
Well, before I talk about Monday Night Raw, I just want to let you guys know that last Saturday was my birthday.
Oh, that's right. It was Jeff's birthday last Saturday. So happy birthday, belated.
I'm 24.
24?
I'm 24 years old.
That's old.
How old are you, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm very old.
You said he's 24.
I'm 24.
24? Well, I think you're younger than everyone here,
I'm
so.
Old,
he's older than
I'm
you, Drew. Shut up. Try to fucking bullshit.
Let's talk about Monday Night Raw.
All right, can we?
I know, it's almost like a show, sir.
We're very good.
Uh-huh.
With Cena making Rusev tap out and say, "I want my match in WrestleMania," and Lana with her little whiny woman voice saying, "You'll get your match at Cena against WrestleMania. You'll get
Yes,
your
that's
match.
What happened on the show.
I don't try to sound like a little Russian, but I'm trying to not try to talk about my accent. I can speak in a British accent too, you know."
You're talking a British accent?
Like this.
All right, give it to us. Give us the British accent.
Hello, how you doing, mate?
What? That sounded Canadian.
I mean, no, that's Australia, too. That's Australia.
Yes, yes, it was. All yeah. right, Jeff, what's your what match are you most looking forward to at WrestleMania at this point?
Well, right now, it was Sting versus Triple H, which I'm still looking forward to, but I totally cannot wait for Bray Wyatt versus The Undertaker. It's finally happening. I knew it was going to happen because it is going to happen. And with that urn in the mind games with The Undertaker happening on Bray Wyatt, I think Bray may have crapped in his pants.
Good thing he wasn't wearing white pants then, eh?
Yeah, and also Randy Orton's beating on Seth Rollins, which I think we'll likely see at WrestleMania if Rollins has come with time to heal up, which I'm told he's in the hospital right now because of what Randy Orton did to that poor bitch boy, like JD always says.
Yes, indeed. Well, let me ask you, Jeff, if you had to pick one match to get rid of on WrestleMania, which one would you cut from the card?
Well, this is not a knock on the tag team division, but I'd definitely wait to the pre-show for the tag team title match. I'd definitely put it on the pre-show.
That's probably a good place for it. All right, Jeff, we got a lot of callers we're going to have to get to here, but before we let you go, your high point and your low point for it.
It's my low point.
The Undertaker showing up. No, The Undertaker's mind games on Bray Wyatt.
Uh-huh.
And the low point has to be Naomi and Natalya.
Oh, the poor ladies. All right, we got one last thing we got to do, and that is, since it was your birthday this weekend, I believe Mr. Wago said he was going to sing you a happy birthday. So, Wago, hit it. Wago?
No.
Come on, Wago.
Come on.
Well, Wago, be nice. It's Jeff's birthday.
Happy birthday to you. You're a fucking snark.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Goodbye, Jeff. More cowbell, please!
Happy birthday, Jeff.
All right, Jeff. You have a good night, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
You too. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Oh, my goodness. Reminding everyone out there, you are listening to the most interactive post-raw experience available right here on megapowersradio.com. Well, most something. Mega Power Radio, fuck.
Everybody's got pissed.
These 3-hour Raws are really getting fucking atrocious. If I haven't said that before. I feel so freaking tired. You know what it is not helping too? It is daylight savings time.
Really?
This isn't the Raw all talk show, but I just want to say fuck all daylight savings time. I know it fucked Sean over. Sean wasn't able to watch the whole show. He comes in like 3/4 through the first hour, and he's like, why is Raw early? And he's all confused. Do they not do daylight savings time across seas?
I thought it was a worldwide thing that they all do this daylight savings time.
No, some countries don't participate. In fact, there's some parts of America that don't participate.
The ones that don't have clocks.
Oh, so the Amish?
I was talking about like African countries that like trade everything for goats and stuff.
I thought you just said there were some states in the United States.
Oh, I said that right when he was saying that, so.
No. Right. By God brings up a good point in the chat room. Speaking of mics being muted, what the fuck has been going on with Heyman? Is it a work or not? Tony, I believe you had an opinion on this.
The way that they're doing stuff now, I am 100% convinced that this entire thing is a work. Nothing happened with Brock Lesnar at all. If anything, this whole idea of the UFC, he either said, yo, is it all right if I go? And they said, sure. Or they said, hey, we're interested in going to UFC, cooking up some controversy. And he was like, cool. I don't buy into this being some huge deal where, you know, maybe he's going to not show up. Maybe he'll screw the people over in WWE. Maybe the contracts are done. No, I don't buy any of that crap. Now, if they were going to do that, they wouldn't let Paul Heyman say the stuff that he's been saying.
So what you're saying is you think he's not going to the UFC?
He might, but that might have been a deal that they worked out months ago. I don't think anything started from this idea that he walked out on Raw.
What if they actually did create a cross-promotional deal where he can fight in both?
Well, if they do that, then no more title reigns for Brock Lesnar.
Why do you say that?
He gets hurt on that. He's not going to be able to wrestle, and they wouldn't have to bank on him being the champion.
Shit, he could have been hurt all these months. We wouldn't have fucking known.
Well, if they're going to go with what they did the past couple of months, then to hell with this. I don't want to deal with that anymore. I didn't want to deal with that in, what was it? When was Night of Champions?
August? Oh, September.
September? Yeah, I didn't even want to deal with that in October when he didn't show up.
He really has been champion a long time now.
It's over 200 days now, I believe.
Brock Lesnar's been the champion in the exact same way that Dean Ambrose was the United States champion. Sure, he held the title for a long ass time. Do you see any action with it?
But is that really Dean's fault, or is that more along the lines of creative?
That's creative and Brock Lesnar. None of it's Dean's fault.
Well, I'm still talking about Dean, so not if I'm...
Well, Dean is old news. Brock is the one we got to worry about right now. And more importantly, Dean was just a U.S. champion, where Brock is our world champion. So it's a different level. Worse. Well, I'm waiting for Drew's rebuttal on that.
What about what? That,
about what I just said.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I was looking at something else. What did you say?
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Fuck Brock Lesnar.
We're just going to take on another caller because Drew can't pay the fuck attention. So we're going to bring on our next caller from the 646 area code. Caller from 646, I believe. This is Aisha. How you doing, Aisha?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're all tremendous. Happy to be here. Happy to have you. What did you think about Raw tonight?
It's pretty good. We actually got a lot of matches for WrestleMania, like, for once. Took them long enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah, I enjoyed some parts of all. It was good. So, yeah.
Any standout parts to you? Like, what's got you really excited for WrestleMania now that we're only a few weeks away?
Definitely excited for Orton and Rollins, like, finally. Took them a while, but I'm used to getting that. I guess I got excited for the main event. And then that Paul Heyman promo, good as always.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. I love that promo. I'm excited for the ladder match. Yeah, it's going to be interesting with the IC title. And seeing Triple H. You know, that's my match. Triple H, my guy. So Bray Wyatt and Taker. I don't know. We're going to do it. I hope it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it. I don't want to see it, but I want to see it. But I don't know.
I don't have very high hopes for the match. Everyone keeps saying that the build should be good, and it has its potential. But without Undertaker really being there, it's lame. And I think, by God, in our chat room actually said earlier, it's really lame that Undertaker contacted Bray Wyatt via text message tonight. Really good way of putting it.
Just not being here, just like, it's not going to build anything.
If you could take one thing off of WrestleMania at this point, what would you get rid of?
I'm not
going to
be mean. Probably
take
out the Divas match.
Oh, no.
Being honest.
Oh, no. See, don't give Divas a chance, Peyton.
Yeah, it's not their fault that they booked a lame match.
Yeah.
The match they booked is stupid.
If they would have put on the title, it would have been fine.
Yeah, if this was a fatal four-way for the title with the same girls, I would be fine with it. But because it's just a stupid tag match, it means nothing. This is 100% unbooking.
So.
Got it, Aisha. I'm sorry.
Thanks. Giving Divas a chance. Nice, WWE.
Yeah, I'm sure they really heard all of our voices. Yeah. Aisha, your high point, low point for tonight's show?
High point, definitely Paul Heyman's promo.
Oh, yes.
He had me going. Yeah. Hey, I don't mind Brock Lesnar going to UFC, because, you know, Ronda Rousey's, like, over there, like, taking that thing to another level, so I don't mind him going, but... Yeah, Paul Heyman, always golden on the mic. And low point? Probably the Rowan whatever match. I can't remember.
Rowan Ryback against Big Show and Kane, I believe it was. Yeah, it's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
I almost would have forgotten that even happened if you didn't bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Aisha.
Oh, yeah, and I got another high point, too.
Go ahead.
And definitely Orton beating Rollins.
Oh, you like that segment.
I couldn't decide those two, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what Orton, like, looking at us like always. Sticking the middle fingers up, and they have to point the camera up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Orton.
Funny.
Such a snake. All right, Aisha, we got another caller coming here. We're going to want to get to them, but we always appreciate you calling in, and we hope we keep hearing from you on the road to WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm, no problem, guys.
You have a good night, Aisha. All right, we're going to move right into our next caller because I know he's anxious to get here and tell us about his night there at Raw tonight. So let's go ahead and get on our next caller from the 412, the home of Raw tonight. You know who it is. Hey, JD, you there?
Hey, Mike, what's going on? Yeah, we just got off the trolley. What's going on?
The trolley? Oh, wow, that sounds fancy. You're on a trolley.
We took the trolley up to the arena tonight, yeah.
That sounds fun. What'd you think about the show, man? How was the experience?
The experience, I'll tell you, I mean, it was a mixed bag tonight. I think they kind of failed rather than succeeded tonight. I mean, yeah, you got two more matches announced for Mania, but the crowd was, like, really half. Like into it, half not into it. It was a mixed bag review tonight. I mean, they did like when Taker's thing hit, and then they were kind of upset he wasn't there. They weren't surprised about the whole Cena Russo thing. The Heyman promo, like your last caller, AJ said, was golden. I thought it was fantastic. But most of the matches tonight were just absolutely shit matches. They didn't go more than 5 minutes long, except for maybe one match the whole night, or two matches, and that's it.
Yeah, it was a very mixed bag, like you're saying, man. That I'm glad that they're building to WrestleMania, but some of the ways they've been building have just not been getting me excited. We've had a debate amongst ourselves over what kind of show we expect WrestleMania to be. Some of us think it's going to be a good show. Some think it'll be a not-so-good show. I'm of the opinion that it has potential to be a good show itself, but the build has just been garbage, and it's hard to be excited for it when everything has just been so lame.
And the thing is, too, everyone's still talking about, oh, Rawls is going to cash in that night or the next night after Mania, but that could be Lesnar's last night, maybe either at Mania or the night after, basically, because they're going to be in San Jose the following night after Mania. I don't know. There's still a lot of questions to look at. I mean, you've got a show in Detroit tomorrow. You got 2 more weeks of build-up. Power. Next week they're going to be in Iowa and then in Los Angeles with Snoop Dogg hosting. And that's supposed to be Brock's last appearance before Mania. So they better step on the gas the next few weeks if they really want to get people to buy WrestleMania.
Yeah. There's always that big number they want to hit for WrestleMania is 1 million buys. And I'm not very hopeful for it for this one.
Yeah.
You're banking on a lot of people that are old names, and maybe people will see that in their TV guides, if they're still using TV guides, and go to buy it. But I just don't see it happening.
No, not at all. But like I said, I gave you my high point and low point. The high point was the Heyman promo.
Mm-hmm.
The worst point of the night, maybe, was the whole Divas affair with Naomi and Natty. Like I said, it only went a minute and a half long. But the main event wasn't much to write home about here. All in all, like I said, a very poor show tonight. Wiz Khalifa wasn't even entertaining, even though he thought he had the arms with him. And Miz and Miz out. That was dumb and hokey. I mean, they got to be really – I think this week you're going to be losing ratings big time this week.
I wouldn't be shocked. You got time for a quick ask, JD? I know you're on the road.
Yeah, I'm in the casino right now. Sure, let's go for it.
The casino? Wow, you're having a fancy night tonight.
Well, we said, like, we're taking the trolley through the casino back to our, where we park ours. So, I mean, it's quite in the casino right now. I mean,
Okay. All right. Well,
I'm ready for a late night.
All right. Well, let's open it up to the chat room there. I'm not going to ask that question, you ass, Cole.
You mean the one asked AD if he believes in?
Yeah, that. So let's go to the panel here first. Drew, you got some fresh JD?
Yeah. So JD, as you know, the free agency starts for football tomorrow. Who do you think your Eagles are going to get? Because talks about Frank Gore being signed by them, but apparently he dropped out. So what do you think?
Well, you look at the Eagles, they did sign Frank Gore. They also re-signed Mark Sanchez. They lost McCoy. They lost Macklin. I mean, the one big name free agent that I think is ridiculous to sign a big walking Gilson, Jonathan Sue. I'm wondering what my Steelers are going to do. They just let Brachizo, defenseman, go tonight. I think there's more than one Steeler that's going to be gone. However, like I said, I don't know what's going to happen, but like I said, there's going to be some big name free agents changing places at 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Well, it's good. I mentioned that because apparently Frank Gore backed out and is not going to sign with the Eagles now. So what do you think about that?
Well, I think right now the team defeated at NFC East, and I mean, a lot of Eagle fans are going to say their team. But you know what? I mean, I'm not a Cowboys fan by any means. And
Cowboys are great.
I don't know who's going to win that NFC East, but everyone's going to say it's going to be the Cowboys that should be the favorites in the NFC East going into next season or this coming season.
Did somebody say cow?
We'll say that next year when we're in Dallas, too.
All right. Wago, you got anything for SJD tonight?
Why does Drew ask shitty football questions every week?
I'm still up.
Yeah?
Where's the Taylor? Did you?
What's going on here, JD? You all right? JD? You live? Hello? Oh, he's gone. Uh-oh.
Oh, what a shame.
You fucking scared him off?
Yeah, what the fuck, Wago? Jesus Christ. what are you doing with the fucking Tasmanian devil?
Yeah, all I could hear was...
Jesus,
interrupted me, so fuck him.
Jeez, are you trying to be Taz? Like, oh, in commentary? Oh, God!
You're the closest person to Taz here, so I wouldn't throw stones in glass houses.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, we got a new member of the chat room. Yep. You got me mad now. Jumping Jeff Farmer. Quite the man. Oh, we got JD back in the line. Let's see if he's still got something going on here. JD, you good?
Yeah, you guys got me. We just got on the elevator. We just got off and we're in our car now. Okay, you're ready for the next question.
All right, Wago, try it again.
Nah, I'm good. I forgot my question now.
Ah, oh, you wanker. All right, Tony.
I forgot mine too. Shit.
Jesus fucking Christ. All right, I'll ask a question then.
Yeah, JD, like three of them.
What'd you buy tonight? Did you get any delicious stadium food?
No, I didn't get any arena food at all. My friend got a program, and that's about it.
Well, that sounds uneventful. Did they have Wiz Khalifa merch there?
What's that?
Did they have Wiz Khalifa merch there?
I don't know. No, I don't think Wiz Khalifa works there, but I do think he was maybe smoking too much pot, though, before the show, during the show. If you look at
I know I am.
He looked like a total douche tonight.
That's probably because he was. All right, well.
Yeah, he was. He really was. I mean, when this stuff came out, though, it was cool, though. But, like, when this was in the background, the backstage, and everything like that, it was just terrible.
Yeah, you got a long way. Yeah. All right, we got one question in the chat room here. It's from Chaotic, and he says, SJD, who your favorite chipmunk is?
My favorite what?
Chipmunk.
I could get stuck there because we're in the car. What kind of look again?
Your favorite chipmunk.
Chipmunk?
Chipmunk. I can't believe I'm fucking saying this. What is your favorite chipmunk?
Like Alvin and
that's all we have time for this week. See you later, JD.
Shut up, Wago. You don't have control.
Like I said, guys, it's tough here because we're in the car right now. But let me get back on that. But like I said, I figured you guys give you guys my report for on. Don't worry. Next week, however, I'll be back in person. Now, I'm not in Raw this time, but back where I'm at. So.
All right, JD. Well, we appreciate you making time for us.
You guys have a good night.
You too, man. Drive safe. Get home all right. All right. Well, we got our call in from JD. We got all of our stuff in there except for the questions that I had to repeat 15 times. So why don't we continue the conversation? Who is your guy's favorite chipmunk?
Alvin.
See, I was a big Simon fan.
Theodore was a nerd. Annoying.
Yeah, Theodore. Theodore was
Theodore. He's got some big ass.
He does, to be honest.
And
he
looks like a door.
See, I don't know any of the chipmunks' name other than Alvin. So
there's fat, nerd, and cool guy.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much how it works.
And they all have annoying ass voices. Yeah, pretty sure one of them was Justin Long in that movie, right?
It sounds right.
God awful thing.
And the dad looked like Bob Saget. Well, Full House Bob Saget.
You look like Bob Saget.
I look nothing like Bob Saget.
Yeah, but I imagined you did for a while because of your display picture.
I had to switch my Skype picture back to that. I don't have a Skype picture on the login I'm in. What the fuck? I need to fix this. Well,
that's a good question.
This show is spiraling out of nowhere real fucking fast, huh?
Who's everyone's favorite turtle?
I'm going to say Donnie. Yeah, definitely okay. Donnie. Definitely Donnie.
By God says y'all are gay. The correct answer is the three
girl chipmunks. Yeah, I'll fucking name them. No one knows the name of the three girl chipmunks.
Amy, Hori, and Slutty.
Sally and Beth.
I did not get that right. I'm looking at that.
Wasn't one of the three girl chipmunks a fat one too?
Yeah, so, they were just exactly replicas of
Eleanor. Yeah, Eleanor. No. I think Eleanor
one
was
one cushion for the pushing. You know
that sounds like that would be the fat one, Eleanor.
No, Eleanor. Okay, Eleanor is probably the
Jeanette
nerdy one.
Eleanor.
Yeah, Jeanette is probably the cool one. Eleanor is probably the nerdy one.
No,
the other one's got to be like Jeanette, fucking Bertha.
Jeanette is the nerdy one.
Oh, Jeanette's the nerdy one. Really?
Is this really the composition?
The three girl voices are Christina Applegate.
Fuck,
Anna
can we talk
Harris,
about football
and,
again?
This is why you guys got to show up when we do the all talk show when we're struggling to figure out what the fuck to talk about. You got to pitch us the chipmunks and shit.
God, I did not smoke enough for this.
Okay, so Eleanor was the nerdy one. I thought you said Jeanette was the nerdy one. What the fuck? You guys are really confusing us here. Yeah, Jeanette's the Alvin equivalent. Jeanette's the cool one. So Eleanor's the nerdy one. So who's the fat one?
Oh, he says Eleanor is the Theodore equal. Theodore was the fat one. So Eleanor is the fat one.
Oh, you're right. Oh, shit. I am so confused. I need to go back and watch more Alvin and the Chipmunks, apparently.
Give girl chipmunks.
Watch the movies they made in like 2009.
No, I don't want to watch that shit. I want to watch the classic stuff.
Give girl chipmunks a chance.
See, we made it relevant.
Yeah.
Oh, we
chip X. That's what they're called.
They have a wiki
that
article.
Sounds more like a fucking Chips Ahoy cookie.
Sounds more like a cookie than digestives.
I think that's going to be the first page on Wago Rants.
Yeah, would you rather eat Chipettes or fucking Digestives?
That sounds unfair.
Like what? I'd rather try both of them than listen to Wiz Khalifa again.
What about Digestive Chipettes?
Oh, Britney.
Yeah, you can eat them.
It was a Britney. So how about Raw tonight, huh?
Oh, fuck.
I'm trying to look through everything that happened tonight. Intercontinental title picture is just a fucking mess.
That's what I like about it.
Worst part about it was R-Truth on commentary for not one, but two segments.
You know what I've realized? For some reason, they're going with the black stereotypes like for the past month for some reason.
Wait. You're saying WWE stereotypes people of different nations?
People? I don't know.
Pretty sure that Drew didn't say that.
Yeah, Drew said that one.
Pre-former.
Ermiger.
Hey, pre-former.
Stereotype. And he's got diver ticker rares.
No.
I don't know. I actually like the intercontinental picture. I don't know. It shows, like, just the idea of everyone is the champion besides for Wade Barrett. I think it's funny, so, for the most part. And also, R-Truth, like, being a thief because he's black, I think it's funny as well.
Yeah, okay. Well.
Every time. Fucking every time.
I guess Goldust isn't going to be involved in this because we still haven't seen him do anything yet. He just kind of disappeared after getting that win on Cody, yeah?
Yeah, maybe that was his final match.
Yeah, because the match was fucking shit. I wouldn't have given him an extra match with Cody either.
Plus, by the way, R-Truth was not the first one to steal it. It was Dean Ambrose.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, but when white people do it, they're on drugs.
Racism.
Well, that's happening then. We had another inductee to the Hall of Fame announced tonight.
Yo, I called this from a mile away.
Oh, boy. The first ever recipient of the Warrior Award dedication for the Ultimate Warrior, who got put into the Hall of Fame last year, is going to be given to Connor the Crusher
O'Brien.
Mishlek? I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that last name correctly.
If only it was the Eliminator!
Listen, there's a lot of controversial opinions about this.
Yours is the most controversial of them all.
No,
it's not controversial. People just get their butts hurt.
Listen, I get this. I get what they're going for. It's not necessary. Not on this night. You know, you have your Tribute to the Troops show. That's fine. You have a couple segments you do on Raw and even on WrestleMania itself. That's fine. This is supposed to be a special night for a lot of people. And yeah, that would be special for Connor's family, so I shouldn't disclude that. But what makes this kid special is what I need to ask. He was a wrestling fan? Okay, lots of kids are wrestling fans. He was dying? Lots of them are dying. It's sad and it's touching to bring him in, but listen, there's kids in the frickin' Make-A-Wish Foundation who are making wrestling requests all the fucking time. What makes this kid so fucking special?
I'm just glad you didn't leave the What's Special About Him open ending because that could have ended horribly.
Well,
nothing. Horrible jokes.
Okay. Listen, it's sad that this kid died. It's a horrible story, and they're trying to make a happy ending out of it and all that. But fucking, why does this have to go into the Hall of Fame? Is he forever going to be on the Hall of Fame page now next to Andre the Giant and fucking Ernie Ladd?
You see, that isn't even my biggest issue with this whole thing. I think it's disrespectful to the Ultimate Warrior because that's not what this award was meant to be. The award he was talking about was to honor the guys behind the stage that are doing so much hard work and contribute to the company so much, but were never really given notice. So
Used to rig up so many different lights.
Like, I get what they're doing, and it's a sweet gesture to the family, and it'll help their charity. But at the same time, I think they could have done something else and gotten the exact same results.
Do you think they're actually going to keep this up?
Yep.
Yeah, I think I'll have to. I don't think that will induct a dead kid in it every year.
Tell you what they should have done, though, instead, if they wanted to do something like this, Slammy Award.
Yeah, Slammy Award would have been just fine. I would have been perfectly fine with that.
That's what I'm saying. There's many other things that you can do and get the same results. You don't need to stick him in the Hall of Fame next to a bunch of other guys that have earned it via a hard-earned wrestling career.
That's what offends me, man. It has nothing to do with wrestling. Like, at least the celebrity inductions, I get why people are upset about that too, but at least they did something to help further the cause of wrestling. This kid just hasn't. It's a sad story, but that's it. And I'm sorry if I'm a terrible person for taking that side of it, but my gosh, this is a slippery slope I just don't want to see going down forward. Because you know what? Who else are they going to put in? They're going to start putting in, like, army dudes. I don't know.
Big Show's weaponry?
Yeah, that'd be dumb. What type of Hall of Fame would do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
But, It's a weird situation, and it's a touchy one. I'm sure people are going to jump to its defense. But I'm sure people are going to continue laughing at the whole Macho Man's class of that year is going to suck. You've got a fat guy wearing a thong and a dead kid and Macho Man.
Oh, don't forget about those Australians.
Did he whack butches?
Oh, and that one chick.
The ones that Jeff was doing his impression of?
What about that one girl who threw that one thing in the trash can?
Yeah, this class fucking stinks.
You talking about China and her career?
Nah, yeah. Triple H just told me I'm not allowed to go look at it.
Our most praised segment we've been hearing from our callers, and I think we're all going to agree on this, is Paul Heyman coming out to do his Paul Heyman best. Started out with just him in the ring, eventually invited out Brock Lesnar, and Paul Heyman just really shot from the hip on a lot of things on this. He was talking about how Brock is going to keep the title, go to UFC, and be a double champion, because if that's what Brock Lesnar wants to do, it's what he's going to do. Paul Heyman's mic got cut out again at one point. He, whether it was on purpose or not, he made a really good turnaround around it, about it, talking about how there's people in the truck trying to silence him, and he started making references not just to UFC, but also to boxing. Like, it's all over the place, but very controlled, very excellent, perfect emotion. The crowd was respectfully silent, but cheering along when they had to. It was very, very well done, and probably the most excited that I've gotten for this title match ever. And I should probably also point out that he crossed some lines at some point to some people talking about, what did he call it? Didn't he call, like, Roman's family cannibals or something like that?
Yeah, he pretty much said there's Samoan savages that taught Roman just to hurt people throughout his entire childhood.
You know, honestly, it makes sense if, like, they purposely meant to cut him off, like that wasn't supposed to meant be like suppose that if that wasn't supposed to happen, then that makes sense why they cut it off.
Well, it's happened 2 weeks in a row now, which is the weird thing.
I think it's sad that Paul Heyman has given Roman Reigns more character development than WWE has in Roman's entire career. This is the only sort of backstory we have behind Roman. Who is Roman? He's a guy that wears a flak jacket.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I sometimes wear flak jackets too.
I mean, I don't think that's an unfair statement. But, as far as this whole promo goes, and I've heard a lot of people saying, oh, everything was a work. I'm pretty sure that Vince and Brock had a misunderstanding. And I'm pretty sure Brock's appearance at UFC was a power play. But what we saw tonight was a work because they realized how much it stirred up the internet. So don't give WWE enough credit where they planned this from the get-go.
I wouldn't think that if this is all work that Vince and company did. Heyman, I could see planning this from the get-go.
When you got a guy like him involved, you got to expect these kind of things. And Heyman loves doing those things that blur the lines.
Plus, what else has he got to do? This is the only thing he's got to work on. He doesn't have to figure out what's going on with all the other wrestlers like they do. They just go, yo, figure out what we should do for this. All yours. And he goes, all right, I'll tell you what. If you want to get people to cheer for Roman Reigns, we're going to make Brock Lesnar look like the biggest non-kayfabe asshole on the planet. So they definitely don't cheer for him. And they still are anyway, but you know.
Got some good comments here in the chat room. Chaotic says, Heyman is single-handedly selling this match. Creep is under radar, following it up. That's why it sucks. We have Paul Heyman talking for two grown men. This is absolutely true. Our two main eventers, neither of them are really talking much to sell this match.
What I'm going to say is Brock Lesnar doesn't need to talk and he shouldn't talk. Do you remember when we had WWE Raw starring Brock Lesnar? Yeah, that was a fucking bust. So I'm glad that Paul Heyman talks to him. We could see a little more out of Roman Reigns. What I've noticed, it's amazing how much Paul Heyman's promos like seem better when Brock's just standing next to him. He's got an aura about him, which just sets the tone for everything that he does.
Mm. Indeed. We had a tag match tonight featuring Eric Rowan and Ryback going against Big Show and Kane. A big story we're being told throughout this is building further dissension between Big Show and Kane, because I guess that's going to be a match at WrestleMania. Holy fucking shit. Really?
Please put them in the Battle Royal.
They are in the Battle Royal.
Oh, thank fuck.
Huh.
Yeah, all four of them are.
I think Big Show and Kane are just going to eliminate each other, and maybe we'll get like a match at Extreme Rules then.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there's going to be dissension, and that's where they'll finally do it. I expect the entire authority to die at WrestleMania.
Pretty much die tonight.
Yeah.
Between the two of them fighting and Orton and Rollins.
Kind of like the final nail in the coffin thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you who's going to end up coming out on top, though. New tag team champions, J&J Security. Those guys are sticking together.
If they can get themselves into this multi-man tag match, why the fuck not? Shit.
I'd actually be okay with it. I like Jamie Noble. He makes me laugh.
Imagine them with tag belts, like how excited they'd get. Yeah!
Like, can one of them like be allowed to wrestle? Because I could have swore one of them retired because of concussion fears or something.
No, Noble retired because of neck injury. But he could probably do a couple light matches.
Well, Mercury retired because, holy fuck, his career's highlight was getting shot in the face with a ladder.
Oh, wait, so he has neck surgery? Is that what he had, or did he just have neck injuries?
No, I think he just had neck injuries. I think he had, like, like a really bad herniated disc or something like that. So
can Edge
had a lot of time off,
few matches then?
What?
Can Edge come back and wrestle a few matches then?
No, because he had spinal stenosis.
Oh, okay.
Jamie Noble's problem was he just wrestled way too many matches with Chuck Palumbo, and he got tired of rolling his neck of just like, oh my god, another one? And something snapped.
Yeah, that.
Well, you know, Drew, if you break your neck, you die.
That is true. All
right, well, we had our Wiz Khalifa performance. Not much more needs to be said about that. So the three songs that he performed tonight, though, these are the names of them. We Dem Boys, Black and Yellow, Go Hard or Go Home. So there you go. Highlight of Wiz Khalifa and being on the show tonight was that we had a backstage segment with Wiz Khalifa, The Miz, and Wizdow. Yeah, Damian Mizdow coming out in a sort of like J-Rock rapper type outfit, does a little bit of a freestyle spitting at The Miz, telling him that he is officially going to be entering himself into the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
You know what? The Wiz Khalifa promo wouldn't songs wouldn't be so bad if they had let Sandow duet with him.
Sure.
Like, at least it's wrestling related then.
Sure.
I'm trying to look at any possibility that would have made the whole situation better. I thought both segments
not happening. Not inviting Wiz Khalifa. What was he even there for? He didn't even say, like, hey, check out my new album or anything like that. So what the fuck was he even there for?
Promoting something?
No, he wasn't. He was just fucking there. For no reason. Ugh. Criminy. Sting supposedly finally talked tonight. It didn't sound like it was actually Sting, but it was someone speaking as if they were speaking for Sting.
So that was Stephen Amell must be pissed.
Why?
Ripping off the fucking arrow.
Why did he say my name is Sting?
That's right. I think he did say that.
Oh, okay. Stephen Amell does have a reason to be pissed then. No one else has anything to say about this?
No, not really. No.
Somebody should do some kind of a crossover where instead of the whole "I spent 5 years in hell," meaning the island of Lian Yu, it's TNA.
That's good. I like it.
Yeah, there you go. Curtis Axel came out for a U.S. title match with Rusev.
That was a U.S. title match?
I believe it was. Doesn't really matter, though. It was over pretty fast with Rusev getting the quick submission victory with the accolade. John Cena coming down after Rusev speaks some bad words about America, saying, like, our spines are made of jello, and if we had a heart, it would be filled with disease. Gets John Cena to come down, starts beating up Rusev a little bit, puts him into the STF, which looked more painful for Cena than it did for Rusev, as usual. But it still made Rusev completely pass out to it. Eventually, Lana would agree to give John Cena a United States title match at WrestleMania, just like John Cena wanted. John Cena made the shit-eating grin and left. So there we go. This match is officially happening for a second time. I still feel like they should make this a submission match, and that would make it mean a little bit more. But I don't know. Where are you guys sitting on this?
I do not want Cena to win now. We've got the visual that John Cena can make him pass out. So I'm hoping that's WWE going, okay, there's Cena looking strong. Now Rusev can beat him. I doubt that's the case, but I fucking pray it is. And as far as the whole Lana thing goes, isn't she meant to be doing a movie or something?
She is.
That's what I heard, so this might be a way to write her off in the meantime.
Razzers?
I wish.
Well, we had New Day coming out for a match with Tyson Kidd and Cesaro, getting the victory. Why? So I guess they're going to be involved in some kind of tag picture at WrestleMania. They actually had a series of segments that involved them, Los Matadores and the Usos, and there was a Divas match in there too, Natalya and Naomi. Pretty much they just linked these match one after another. Like, as soon as one match finished, another team started making their entrance. Really frantic. It was kind of weird. But out of all these three, nothing really even stuck out, except for the fact that I'm getting confused while we have so many goddamn multi-man matches going on at WrestleMania. I mean, I get you want to try to fit all the people on the card, but holy shit. Like, you got this huge 8-man ladder match, which is possibly even more people. You got the Battle Royal. We got all these divas involved in a matchup. Now we're going to have the fucking 18 fucking tag title match. Like, holy fucking shit.
Plus, the Undertaker and Bray Wyatt's going to be in a triple threat now because Big E is clearly possessed.
Yeah, what the fuck was with his face tonight?
I don't know, but he looked like
he was made the segment at least so.
Out of like, his fucking mind.
Do you remember when he used to come out with the powder on his hands? People always joked that was cocaine. I'm fucking starting to think it is.
It's not on his hands anymore. It's because he's finally just like, oh, I can snort this. Okay. Oh, man. I'm going to give my life a fresh coat of paint here, and everything's just opening up brand new worlds for me. Like,
oh, man, my nose is really running, though. Here, take this towel. Oh, perfect.
Get this towel. Seriously, what the fuck was going on with him tonight? Like, his eyes were just totally bugged out, and he looked like it was like.
Yeah, maybe
I've never seen him like that before.
Indeed. So, big waste of three matches there. We had Bray Wyatt coming out to call out The Undertaker, and there was something with an urn. I don't know. Again, I can't follow what the fuck Bray Wyatt's saying half the time. The gong sounds, the lights go out, they come back on, and we see the return of Bray Wyatt's chair, which made me happy. I always loved that chair.
That was nice of Undertaker to fix it for
him. Yeah. See, Undertaker's a good guy. I don't know why Bray Wyatt's got such a problem with him. But then he decides to shoot a bolt of lightning at it and set it on fire. Yeah, maybe that's why. And then we got a message on the screen saying that at WrestleMania, the man comes around, which I'm just going to say, a reference to a Johnny Cash song again. So props to Undertaker. Second time using a Johnny Cash reference. But also kind of bothers me because that means we're not seeing Undertaker until fucking WrestleMania. Really? Can't make one appearance on Raw? Fucking Christ.
Maybe, like I said, maybe it's just that he's not going to appear on Raw at all, and then WrestleMania comes around, he jobs Wyatt out, and never have to see him again. That's what I'm hoping for.
No.
Nope. Can't have Bray Wyatt lose. You've got to put him over. I know a lot of people are cold on Bray right now, but the guy is talented. I think the biggest issue for his promo work is that no one gives him a direction. Tonight he was on point as far as I'm concerned. He was, ever since he's actually had a goal instead of just sticking him out there each week to be cryptic, he's been a lot more tolerable. And tonight I thought was a great segment, and I'm pumped for this feud a little more than I was before. But the biggest issue about this whole match, it's going to lead to Bray Wyatt having to wrestle against a decrepit Undertaker whilst working the heat as a heel. And he can't work a match for shit when he's in control.
Undertaker isn't exactly the best seller ever in his career.
Yeah, this is going to be a long one.
Hopefully it's a short one, so we don't have to deal with the long one.
It needs to be a casket match. It needs to be something. Something where they can get away from a traditional wrestling match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, this is like the first week they haven't had some kind of allusion to a casket.
Yeah, but now they had an urn, so maybe it's going to be an urn match. And they get shoved the other person in there.
Now maybe it's a burning chair into an urn match.
That could happen.
Wonder what ever happened to Paul Bearer's ashes. Did they, like, just sweep it up off the stage, or what?
Maybe that's what Big E's snorting instead. That's why he's possessed.
Oh, yes!
Oh, that would make fucking Big E's character so much more interesting.
I would love to see this.
I think it offend the shit out of a lot of people, but I'd love it.
Silent, yeah, I don't give a shit if it offends them.
Silent of Doom asks, can they do Buried Alive in the PG era?
They could do a casket match in the PG era, but I don't think they're going to be able to do a Buried Alive match in the PG era.
They can do Sleep in Some Dirt.
They could do a Buried Alive match. I just don't think they could do it at WrestleMania, because you got to build your set around that. So if they want to do that at, like, Extreme Rules, if Taker's up to it, sure.
I always, like, they had the perfect pay-per-view names in the past for that, too. Like, you had Judgment Day, and you could have that type of theme.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no pay-per-views that really fitted anymore.
What was the first one? Was it at, like, Cold Day in Hell or something like that?
That was a perfect, I don't fucking remember.
Show. Man, pay-per-view names used to be so badass.
Cold. You mean you don't like Elimination Chamber?
Well, we don't even have that anymore.
WWE Fastlane.
Fastlane.
Oh yeah.
Because you know you're in the fast lane to WrestleMania.
Night of Champions, the pay per view where all the championships are defended like every other pay per view.
Except for WrestleMania, where the women's title is not defended.
And normally not the IC.
Yeah. Fuck.
Fuck.
Fuck. Does not feel like WrestleMania season.
Sold out.
Feels like meh mania.
Mm-hmm. WrestleMania.
Crap.
Has Wyatt done that yet? I haven't been paying attention.
What, WrestleMania?
Yeah, because he says man like meh. So has he done WrestleMania?
I don't know.
It's just kind of like blah, 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 blah. Undertaker Jong.
I'm going to say yes, just so you feel good about yourself.
Awesome. Yeah, remember that time where he said WrestleMania?
Yeah, I do. It was awesome.
Sweet.
Was that when Captain Lou Albano was his manager?
I don't remember him being the manager, but I do remember him being on the Super Mario Brothers TV show. Do you remember that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, gosh. I think we're going to start wrapping things out here because I don't think there's much else to talk about with this. Does anyone actually have Good, Bad, and Uglies? We haven't done this in like a month. Fuck.
I got him.
You got him?
Oh, I've got him too. That's easy.
All right, let's do it. We're doing the good, the bad, and the ugly, where we talk about what our favorite part of the show was, our least favorite part of the show, and what was just fucking weird and embarrassing and stupid that was on the show. Let's go around everyone here. Drew, why don't you start us off?
My GERD would have to be the Paul Heyman segment, obviously. My bad would probably have to be the Divas backstage segment, particularly the Flintstones and the Bellas and the Twins and the Saxton and the ugly. You know, Wiz Khalifa is pretty fucking ugly. His song, the concert was terrible, but God, he is fucking ugly. That's my ugly, not the concert. The fact that he's ugly.
All right, Wago.
My good is the Paul Heyman promo, and I don't really need to go over why that is. As far as the bad goes, I'm giving it to the tag division. Nothing was really made clear tonight, and in fact, they confused me over what was meant to be a number one contenders match and what wasn't, and the whole thing's a clusterfuck. So I'm hoping it'll somewhat get cleared up next week, and honestly, I didn't like Matadores going over and shit, so fuck that. And Ugly has to go to Wiz. Fuck Wiz.
Nobody beats the Wiz.
Cheese Wiz.
Tony, you good, bad, ugly?
My great instead of good is to Paul Heyman because of how damn good he ended up doing. Yeah. Extra props to Paul Heyman for doing something in a show that had some really down points, too. Bad is the Orton segment because that was supposed to be so much more than what it was, and the commentators were selling that terribly. Orton was just dragging his ass. Rollins is better than this. Orton, I can't necessarily say that. The commentators are better than this too, normally, but I don't know what the fuck was going on there with the whole Randy Orton, he's gonna attack him some more, huh?
I don't know what's going on. Randy Orton is just laid it down on Seth Rollins.
I told you not to trust that Randy Orton.
Be right back, guys. I'm going to go get my chips and try my...
You never trust.
My ugly, of course, is Wiz Khalifa. Jesus Christ, that was a stupid-ass fucking segment. And I don't think that there's anything that anybody could say that could justify that to me, because if you're in the boat that you can do things other than wrestling on there, then if you think that's the case, then you shouldn't complain about anything like fucking Grumpy Cat or any of that kind of stuff, too. It's, you know, one or the other. Either you have something related to wrestling, or anybody in wrestling for that matter, where you just knock it the fuck off. Wiz Khalifa had no reason being there. Stupid songs, something that I would be pissed if I paid to go see that. Mm-hmm. Just don't want anything to do with it.
All right, we'll pull a few out of the chat room here. We got Chaotic saying, good, Paul Heyman. Bad, that I didn't know it was a Raw was an hour earlier. And the ugly, the pain in my ears that I called Wiz. So that when the Doom says, good, The Undertaker's return, I was scared he might not respond to the challenge until the night of WrestleMania. Oof, that'd be terrible. The bad, seeing Rusev tap. That's a good point. And the ugly was the Bella Twins Flintstones promo. Gotta remember that for the end of the year awards. Throwing that one to you, Tony. And by God, saying the good was Heyman, bad, everything else, and ugly, exploiting a dead kid. Yeah.
Pretty accurate.
Yeah. For me, I'm going to make it 100%. The good is 100% that Paul Heyman segment. Holy shit, he was on the ball 2 weeks in a row now. I think he's really just nailed it. The bad, I'm going to give to that awkward three-match thing they had with the Divas and the tag teams. That was just really awkward. And the ugly, I'm going to have to give to a segment that I think set black people back about 100 years. And I'm actually not talking about Wiz Khalifa. I'm talking about R-Truth being on commentary, where pretty much the whole time the commentators are going back and forth saying all these like horrible black stereotypical phrases from TV shows and stuff. Like, hey, hey, hey.
Dynamite. What's happening?
Oh, goodness. That was...
They should have just started playing the Sanford and Son theme for somebody's entrance.
It's amazing how they had like some really good segments and total fucking opposites. Normally there isn't that much of a distinction.
Mm-hmm. Especially it's like multiple. You usually have a good show and there'll be like one, maybe two really crummy segments because they can't have a perfect show, heaven forbid. But like this was such a polarizing show where there's some really great stuff and then just some really, really bad stuff, and then good numbers of both. It's gonna wrap it up there. So let's get the heck out of here by letting everyone tell you anything they want to tell you about that they got going on in the world. Drew, start us off.
Well, you know it's all about that Drew Crew. And you can follow me at Drew Savoy on the Twitters, and you can go to my YouTube page, which is Mick Freakin' Duncan. That is MCRF. I already fucked it up, so it's Mick Freakin' Duncan, and that's about it.
Poor Drew. Finally has something to do.
You didn't fuck it up. Isn't it MCFR?
Yeah, I think you were. I think you were doing it right. That's the funniest thing about it.
It's Mick.
I think I went RF, and I went RF, and I was like, "Fuck!" It's MCFREAKINDUNKEN. Again, that's MCFREAKINDUNKEN.
Indeed. Creep was under radar. Dynamite. Creep was under radar. The chat room said, "What you talk about, Bradshaw?" Wago, why don't you take over with the plugs?
For your MMA needs, check out UDMMA. Type in that and you'll get it on Twitter, Facebook, and UDMMA.com. Check out Addicted to Anime here on Mega Powers Radio. The next episode we're going to do is going to be on Tokyo Ghoul. For more information on that, go to Facebook.com/AddictedAnimeFans. Also, check out Wago Rants. That's on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and on... I've already forgot where I hosted it. Fuck. Go to StephenWago.com.
Wagopedia.com.
It's already taken now.
Nope. Tony?
SmartCatMoment.com. Go to YouTube, iTunes, and Stitcher for Smack Talk. That's at SmartCatMoment. FanboysAnonymous.com for all that kind of stuff. All Talk Show, you can find at Facebook.com/AllTalkShows, where we will notify you if we're going to do a live episode, which we did two the past week. That ended up being a spontaneous thing. So that just goes to show you guys that we might do them in the middle of nowhere, and you should always be paying attention to that. And if not, then you can find them on iTunes, Stitcher, and YouTube.com/AllTalkShow. And everything else that you can find links all over the place. So just go hunting, and you'll find all sorts of crazy shit.
ATS, out of nowhere.
One, two, oh, it's kicking out.
All right, folks, if you enjoyed listening to this, be sure to join us every single Monday night here on MegaPowersRadio.com for the live edition of the Raw Post Show, the most interactive post-Raw experience available. However, if you cannot join us live, we always make this available in archive form for you. Check us out on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, YouTube, SmartOutMoment.com, wherever podcasts are sold. While you're there, please support us by leaving us a good review and comment to help us climb the charts on iTunes and Stitcher, especially. Even if you're not listening to us there, go on there, subscribe to us, just listen to a little bit of an episode, and give us a review, because we're pretty empty on there right now. We could use some love from you guys to help us climb the charts and get above those wankers like Don Tony and Kevin Castle. Ugh. Yeah, that's right. I'm calling you guys out, fucking pricks. Worst damn podcast on the net. Yeah, I said it.
I think we have some other contenders.
Yeah, I know. There's that guy that's bald and he's got the eye. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, we're not going to give any credit to that. But we could just say his name, right? All right, so if you enjoyed the show, just find us at all those places. And if you didn't enjoy the show, fuck off. We'll see you next week here on Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio. See you next time.